My name is Julia. My dad and I own a piece of land where we grow potatoes. As a little girl, I used to study English every day after school, but my parents didn't understand it. Hi, Mom.
Very nice. I'm late with my housework, and you are late.
But Mom, I wasn't wasting my time. I was studying English. I even got the highest grade today.
Nonsense, Julia. You should come home immediately after school. I don't know why you spend your time learning English as if we didn't have enough chores here.
But Mom, I'll go get my baby sister.
And bring her for dinner.
So, Julia, how do you feel about coming with me after school to make some deals?
I can't, Dad. I have English class.
Oh, no, you don't. You spend too much time with those classes. And it's not only the class. It comes with homework and study groups.
Your mom is right. It's time for you to pay attention to what is really important.
Were too tough on her?
Of course not. How is she going to survive knowing English? She needs to get into the family business.
I had to ask my English teacher for help. I knew my parents would never understand why English was important.
Don't you worry. I'll write the lessons down for you to read later. That way, you won't have to come every day, but once a week.
I continued doing my chores and helping the potatoes grow. I barely had time to play with my friends.
Hey, Julia! Let's go play!
Sorry, guys. I'm running late. Then one day...
Hey, Jorge. I want to introduce you to someone.
And who may that be?
An investor. He wants to export potatoes.
Hi. I can see your plantation has what it takes to start exporting potatoes.
We do know what we have, and I can assure you that our work is our most important resource.
How adorable.
I didn't care that adorable was the word he used to describe what I had just done. For me, it was a complete win.
Julia, I'm so sorry for everything I've said about English classes.
I'm just happy I knew deep inside that this day would come. My father started seeing my English classes in a different way. He even asked my mother to give me fewer chores.
I'm sorry, sweetie. She's got to go study.
Today we export to 3 different countries, and I'm the one in charge of communications.